The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
It's Tuesday, so it's time for Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas from the United States. So, Cal, what do you make of Joe Biden's efforts to try and restart nuclear talks with Iran?
Well, I think it's a fool's game, Matt. I mean, these people, the mullahs, the Islamic fundamentalists, have said for years that their intention is to destroy Israel, attack Europe, the infidels, come after the great Satan, the United States. They say this stuff openly, and they have been advancing their nuclear program in violation when the agreement was in force during the previous administration. They lie. I don't know why we would do this. I really don't. I think it's extremely dangerous, and the outcome will not be a good one for the world.
But if you don't talk to them, what do you do? Go to war with them?
No, but, well, look, I mean, this was the problem during World War II when Neville Chamberlain and the people on his side and his party were in denial about Hitler's buildup in violation of the Versailles Treaty. They didn't want to confront reality, and Winston Churchill was one of the few who actually spoke the truth of what was happening. And by waiting so long to do anything, more people were killed, and the war lasted longer than it would have if Hitler had been taken out earlier. These people say what they're going to do. They announce it in advance. They believe that their God wants them to destroy infidels, and they're going ahead with their nuclear program, regardless of any agreement that they agree to.
Okay, Marion McKeown, what is the reaction, not just amongst Republicans, but amongst Democrats, to what Biden is trying to do? Is he being naive? Oh, we seem to have an issue. Marion's line seems to have dropped on us there.
Russian hackers.
I was thinking of probably another branch of some administration, but there you go. Hopefully we will get her back. While we're trying to do that, and we see, I'm going to play a bit of audio because Donald Trump Jr. has taken to social media with some rather extraordinary contributions. This is his one defending Ted Cruz.
They're trying to, you know, cancel him. He took a family vacation. Now, obviously, we understand sometimes, you know, the optics of that right now isn't ideal, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, he's a senator. He doesn't manage crises in states. That's a governor's job. He's a federal employee. They mostly vote on things. So, you know, I'm not going to jump on this bandwagon of trying to cancel the guy for taking his kids on a vacation. Again, maybe it's not the ideal time. Quite certainly it's not, but like, give me a break. Now, if I were a Trump, which I am, you know, I'd come up with a nickname for something like this. Like maybe, I don't know, Cancun Cruz. It's funny, okay? But like, honestly, I can't get on this bandwagon trying to cancel the guy. It's totally ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd.
If I were a Trump, which I am, I'd give him a nickname. Marion McKeown, whoever said anything about cancelling Ted Cruz? Ah, we still have problems with Marion's line. Okay, what do you make, Cal, of Donald Trump Jr.'s defence of Senator Ted Cruz cruising in Cancun rather than being with his constituents as they dealt with one of the most major natural disasters in a long time?
Well, everything's political anymore, Matt. Believe it or not, I'm going to say something positive about President Biden. I think he set exactly the right tone several days ago, saying, I don't want to go to Texas right now because I don't want to interfere with people who are actually trying to help other people and make the repairs. The White House just announced a few moments ago he will be going on Friday with the First Lady, and I think that's entirely appropriate. I agree with Don Jr. that the optics were really bad, but what could Cruz have done? So he comes back. I mean, this is a vacation that he had planned presumably some time ago.
No,
and
it
probably
wasn't.
Puts the money down.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't, actually. It was one, he explained it by blaming his daughters, 10 and 12, who said, Daddy, it's cold in the house. Can we go to Cancun? And off he went. This wasn't some sort of pre-planned thing that he was honoring. That was him getting out of Dodge. Marion,
yeah,
are you there this time?
I hope you can hear me this time. Can you, Matt?
We can. Yes, we can,
okay,
Marion, yes.
Right, I just caught the tail end of that. Yeah, you know what? There's no wriggling off the hook on this one for Ted Cruz. And, you know, the worst thing was they left the poor little dog at home to freeze on its own. I just think that you know, it goes from bad to worse. But a journalist from Texas Monthly turned up at the house, saw that the house was in darkness, obviously was freezing cold because power had been off in that neighbourhood, and there's this poor little five-pound dog huddled on the front doorstep looking out at it with nobody there. And then a security guard said, oh yeah, I'm in charge of feeding it. But, you know, just that that Ted Cruz could be so tone deaf. Now, to give him credit, he did come back when he saw which way the wind was blowing and it wasn't blowing in his direction. But I actually feel if any other of the 100 senators in Capitol Hill had done something similar, they wouldn't have got as hard a time. Everyone on Capitol Hill despises Ted Cruz, and I include in that most of the Republicans. None of them came to his defense. Nobody likes the guy, and I think that's why everybody has beaten him up so badly on this, rather than, I think it's more because of who he is rather than what he's done, and people have been waiting for a long time to get him because he's a singularly nasty, vindictive individual and who's very hypocritical and who's always condemning other people for much smaller transgressions. So it's kind of like, well, he's getting his now, you know?
Of course, Cal, it does show now, doesn't it, as well, you say everything's political, but there was a time when if somebody had done that, they would have paid a political price for this. Now it seems that if you've got a thick enough skin, a thick enough neck, you just bluff your way out of it and hope that the news cycle moves on and you'll be fine in a few days' time.
Yeah, I think an apology might have been helpful, but what could he have done? I mean, okay, so he goes to Cancun, and then after the bad publicity, he comes back and he starts distributing water to people who don't have any, and then he's criticized for a photo opportunity. George W. Bush was criticized for not going to New Orleans during that hurricane down there, but he couldn't have done anything either. He would have gotten in the way. He later went, and then his critics said he was going too late. Meanwhile, he would have sent in the National Guard into New Orleans to help with the recovery if the mayor, who was a Democrat of New Orleans, and the governor, who was a Democrat at the time of the state of Louisiana, had requested them, but they didn't. So all of this stuff is political. It doesn't really help people who are cold and who are without water and who until recently were without electricity.
Now, Marion, how much trouble might Donald Trump be in financially because of the decision by, was it the U.S. Supreme Court to allow the release of his tax returns in a particular legal action?
That's right. He brought several Supreme Court actions on this basis to try and block them every which way. First of all, it was to say they didn't have the right to his tax returns. Then it was to say that what they were looking for was too broad, it was overly difficult, etc. And he's been knocked back on every turn by the Supreme Court, which has rightly said, it doesn't matter who you are, you're not above the law. If there's a criminal investigation into your affairs, you can't say, I'm the president. So it seems now that the Supreme Court has paved the way for the New York District Attorney's Office, for Cyrus Vance, to get really anything he wants from Mazars, his tax attorneys, and also from Aon, which is his insurance brokers. It's being alleged at the moment that he may have broken between 6 and 8 different criminal laws to do with insurance fraud, to do with tax fraud, to do with all kinds of other stuff. This initially started with the payment to Stormy Daniels, the one that Michael Cohen was sent to prison for 3 years for, Trump's lawyer. Trump was the unindicted individual A in the federal case. That's now gone down to the state level with Cyrus Vance saying, well, we want to have a look at this and see what else he might have done. And so it's looking into all of his real estate stuff, all the stuff, frankly, that he clearly didn't want anyone looking into because of his Supreme Court actions and the amount of time and energy expended trying to block it. This could be this is a lot of potential criminal liability for him, and it seems Cyrus Vance was stung a couple of years ago. He was told he should have gone after Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. for sort of very shady dealing in selling apartments in the Soho Grand, and he didn't. And so I think he feels now that he has to show that he's going to not be intimidated by the Trump name.
Okay, just to finish with you, Cal Thomas, on this, could this be? The issue is not going to be something political, but it could be something from his murky business past, which could do for Trump.
Yes, I think he might want to check out the vacation opportunities in Cancun for on a permanent basis, Matt. Yeah, this is serious stuff. And while there may be some politics involved, the law is the law, and the allegations are that he inflated at one point the worth and value of his properties in order to get bigger loans, and then he deflated them later for tax purposes, which is clearly illegal. I'm not sure that the country would go for putting a former president in prison. Certainly, I don't think that Joe Biden, if he's convicted during his term, would pardon him. But usually, but not always, in these white-collar crimes, people are required to pay a large fine and do community service. We'll see what happens, but I think he's in serious legal jeopardy after the Supreme Court ruling.
Carl Thomas, Marion McKeown, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.